That was the TSO under Sir Andrew Davis with the music of Berlioz, the prologue from The Tempest. This is Sunday Night at the TSO on the New Classical FM. I'm Kathleen Kadrioka. June is Pride Month, and the TSO is getting in on the action with their Pride Salon music and patio party, and you're invited to join in the celebration of the LGBTQIA2S+ community in what is sure to be a fabulous occasion. And here to fill us in on it is TSO Acting Associate Principal Clarinet Miles Haskins. Miles, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Hi, Kathleen. Thank you for having me.
Now, we have heard from you before, but we have some get-to-know-you questions. Are you ready?
I am ready.
What is your dream hall to perform in?
Gosh, I have always wanted to play the Proms, Royal Albert Hall.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I just think that would be, I will feel like I have made it.
Savory foods or sweet foods?
Probably sweet foods, yeah.
What's your favorite summer activity?
Gardening. I just like being outside.
Oh, yeah.
In my yard.
Yeah?
Are you
a green thumb?
Dark green. Not exactly the most green. I'm getting better. I'm learning. My mother-in-law is a huge help.
Okay. Well.
Yes.
What's your drink of choice on a night out?
In the summer, it has to be a gimlet.
Oh, nice.
I know. Classy.
Very fresh. Favorite place or neighborhood in Toronto and why?
Well, I just last year moved to High Park, so I feel like I have to say High Park, but I'm on the north side of the park, but I love Roncesvalles. It's a really
wonderful.
Nice vibe.
Yeah, great. So tell us a bit about your background, short recap of what got you to the TSO.
I have to say I have a fairly traditional, more conservative background in orchestral music. You know, I went to conservatory at the Peabody Conservatory in Baltimore, Maryland. And then I did my graduate studies at the Manus College of Music in New York City. And then from there, I went to the New World Symphony in Miami Beach, Florida, where I did a three-year fellowship. And then from there, I came to Toronto. So I went from school to fellowship to a dream job. So
amazing.
I'm a very, very lucky guy.
Now, remind me how many years you've been in Toronto.
I'm about to end my eighth season.
Wow. Okay, so you've been here for many Pride months.
I have, yeah.
What do you like to get up to? What are some of your favorite Pride traditions in Toronto?
Well, every year there's this annual brunch that I go to, hosted by a very close friend of the TSO. There's always at least 100 people there. So I think that's the max like social event that I can do with such a large crowd. But usually this time of the season for the TS is very busy. We don't really have many days off. So I'm celebrating Pride by being on stage doing what I love.
That sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah.
And you're also part of the TSO's Pride Salon. Tell us a bit about this event. What is it?
Post-pandemic, we started doing a Saturday afternoon salon concert. So there's a chamber music performance with some classical tunes, some pop hits that we do some covers of. And then out on the patio of Ray Thompson Hall, we have a DJ and a really nice brunch.
Sounds really kind of congenial.
Yes.
Very Pride-esque.
It's very fitting.
Yeah. What can people expect this year from the Pride Salon?
This year, we're going to do something a bit different. In the past, we've featured a combination of strings and winds. Last year was just woodwinds. So we thought this year it would be really great to feature some of our string players. So it's going to be a string quartet. Fairly traditional, but not playing the traditional tunes that you might be accustomed to hearing at a string quartet concert.
Oh, can you give us a sneak peek or is it top secret?
I could let you know that there's going to be some pop covers.
Oh, fun.
Certainly some things that are in the mainstream if you're a big Netflix fan. And we're going to be doing the last movement of a string quartet by Ethel Smyth, a British composer.
What are you most looking forward to at the Pride Salon?
The mimosas, most likely. Seriously, I'm looking forward to hearing our new colleagues play some chamber music.
So it's new colleagues.
Yes, one member is a veteran of the orchestra, but three of them are in their first season of the TSO. So it's always very exciting to hear them play chamber music for the first time.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Really nice. What does Pride mean to you?
You know, it's not something that I think about all the time. Day to day, I'm just living my life. I never really think about the sexuality of a person. I'm thinking about the person. But when we get to the month of June, it does offer an opportunity of reflection. And, you know, the basic freedoms that I enjoy now here in a global, diverse, relatively safe city of Toronto, you know, I can think about the generation before me, the generation before them, and the struggles that they had to go through just to exist. And things that I take for granted now, during this month, I don't think so much of Pride as an opportunity just to go crazy and have a party, though that is fun. Don't get me wrong. We're going to have a great one on the 13th at the TSO, but to think back and honor the people that stood up for a cause, stood up to power, stood up to a force that was trying to keep them down. So it's a nice time to sit back and reflect on that.
Is there a bit of a different set of molecules in the atmosphere, you know, during Pride Month, knowing that the TSO embraces it?
You know, I gotta say, no. I always feel like the TSO is a safe space. You know, I have been embraced by this organization, welcomed in. My Woodwind section is my work family, and we're all very close, and I feel incredibly supported by not only my fellow clarinet players in the orchestra, but by the Woodwinds, by everyone. I don't think that the month of June changes the way I feel about my workplace. I feel like I'm always treated with respect.
Well, Miles, thank you so much for coming and telling us all about the Pride Salon. Happy Pride to you.
And to you.
Thank you. I had a little bird tell me that you might hear some Katie Lang, so here's Constant Craving.